part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Well, good evening to you, and welcome to the second and final hour of this show. It is a Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is a Wednesday, so that means that it is Entrepreneurship and Small Business Wednesday. Today is the 19th of February 2025. Thank you so much for joining us. As you know, every single Wednesday we get to talk to some of the leading entrepreneurs across the African continent. And today is no different at all, because we're talking to Tadi. And Tadi is the owner of The Interior Click. And she's here to tell us a little bit about her business, what she does, how she goes about, and some of the lessons that she has learned in her entrepreneurial journey. And she's joining us this evening to tell us a little bit about that. Ma'am, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
How are you? I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
I'm great. I'm
all right. Fantastic. How's the year so far?
The year is slow.
Okay.
But it's good.
Slow but good, right?
Yeah.
Slow but good. There's something about, as long as there's progression, I think that's the most important thing. Would you agree?
Sure.
Fantastic. I think it's still early on in the year, so maybe one can still ask the question around, did you get some rest in December?
No, actually. I did not.
Okay. Were you also working in December?
I was not working with The Interior Click.
Yeah.
Yes, so I'm also a musician. So I was definitely the music side of life.
I see. Yeah. Sure, you're a very busy lady. It assumes that you're really busy.
I try.
You try, eh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's the secret to balancing things out since you're such a very busy lady?
Honestly, I can't say there's a secret. It just goes with your own schedule.
I see.
I'm going to be doing my music during the weekend.
Yeah.
Being Adventist as well. So that's Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Sometimes Friday evening.
Yeah.
And then you tackle all your
other stuff.
Other duties during the week.
During the week, eh?
Yes.
Yeah. So I suppose planning, organizing, those are very important things every single day, every single week.
True. Yes.
Sure. Okay. All right. No, thank you so much. Once again, we want to say thank you for joining us and talking to us this evening. So let's get then into The Interior Click. But before we get into that, we know you, and that's why we spotted you and like, no, man, there's something about this business. And that's why we thought, let's bring you here. But there are things maybe that people don't know about you. And people ask you, who are you? What makes you tick? What tickles your fancy? How do you respond to that question? Who are you?
Okay. Basically, in a nutshell, my name is Talibana Shekira.
Yes.
I'm 21 years old.
Okay.
And I decided not to go to college.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
I wanted to follow a passion that I had.
Yes.
Yes, which was something to do with interior design.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it was more passion than anything else.
Yes, it was.
And where were you born?
I was born here in Harare, Zimbabwe.
In Zimbabwe, Harare.
Yes.
Ooh, okay. How's Harare? If you were to paint a picture for someone who's never been there, who doesn't know. I've been as far as Victoria Falls, for example.
Okay.
So for people who have never been to Harare, how would you characterize the city?
Okay. Harare is how can I explain it? It's a regular city.
Yeah.
it's I guess it's different from South Africa, which is way more developed.
Yeah.
But we live by our means, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Ah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. No, that's fine. Let's talk about then Interior Click. Please tell us what do you do at Interior Click?
All right. At Interior Click, we provide designs for mostly residential areas.
Okay.
We haven't branched into doing any offices or shops.
Okay.
But we're still doing everything to do with the home.
Okay.
So that is people want to do renovations.
Okay.
They can come to us and get a different sense or idea of what their living room, bedroom, kitchen can look like.
Okay.
Or people who are actually building from scratch.
Yeah.
Who want to have a very lovely aesthetic.
Yeah.
But also something that matches who they are and what they like.
Yeah.
Yes. And, so that's basically it.
That's basically it, right? I want to come back. You said it's a passion, right? So when did you discover this passion that you had for making people's houses look very nice?
Honestly, it was just a thing that I would get to someone's house and I'd appreciate how the colors on the walls are just different from anywhere else. I would love portraits in their house. I would love the aesthetic, the couch.
Yeah.
A simple cushion can just, you know, get me excited.
Yeah.
So I decided, why not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so a cushion sitting there and you look at it and like, this, if I put a little bit of a cushion there, a black one and a brown one, this could come out alive, right?
And that excites me so
much. And that excites you so much. Oh, my goodness. So was this, since you're 21, this in your teens where you saw this thing?
Yes, when I was 19.
When you were 19.
Yes.
So you are one of those people that are really blessed by God because you discovered your passion at a very young age, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you are God's favorite. Yeah. People like you are God's favorite, right?
Is that true?
Yeah, no, you are definitely God's favorite. And tell me now, when you then found this passion in your 19 years, what was that like? Was it an epiphany? Was it a revelation? Did you feel some kind of thing within you happening? Because it's a creative space, I'm sure, and it requires a different type of thinking because creatives are really different from just your ordinary numbers people.
Well, funny story. I always wanted to be an engineer.
Okay.
An aerospace engineer. I wanted to go to NASA.
Yeah.
But like during my high school, this passion just started dimming, you know. I was just like, okay, I like it, but do I like it that much?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm so much into aesthetics. My Pinterest board is all about homes. And next thing, I'm telling my mom, I think I don't want to do this anymore.
And what was your mom's response? Because I'm sure those arrows, something, science and whatever excites a lot of older people because it sounds like it's a very secure type of job opportunity as opposed to, say, maybe the creative space.
Yeah. Okay. With my mom, she's very supportive.
Ah, that's
lovely. She is not like our regular African
parents. Yes.
Who's like, no, being the doctor, lawyer is the best.
Yeah.
So she decided to support me in whatever I felt like was my passion. And her advice for me was, if you do something you love, you will never work a day in your life.
Ooh, I love that. Huh? If you do something that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And how long has the business been in operation?
We are almost a year old.
Almost a year old. So basically in this almost year, you've never felt like you are working.
I have never. Okay, I have.
Okay, but I'm sure it's one or two times here and there, right?
I have, because, you know, it is tiring.
Yeah.
But it's so satisfying.
Yes.
But the satisfaction part,
yeah,
that's where we can say that I have not felt,
yes,
that I'm working,
that you're
I'm not
working,
dragging my feet to do something.
That's lovely. Yeah. That's lovely. Okay, then, what do you think makes Interior Click different from any other interior renovations company out there? I'm sure there's quite a bit of competitors in this mm-hmm. space that you Definitely. See every day. So what makes yours different?
I feel like that's a hard question. But I feel like I understand clientele needs.
Okay.
I
okay.
do not have a general design aspect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I only then give you ideas based on who you are, what I've understood about what you like. And I will work around that only for you. Right? I'm not going to give you an example of something I've done for someone
yes,
else.
Yes, okay.
Because that's not you.
Okay.
Yes, and a home is a space where you will live.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
It needs to be special. It needs to be close to your heart.
Yes.
So when I'm coming in the space, I want to make it as special as possible.
As special as possible, right? Yeah. So you customize your mm-hmm. designs and your, I suppose, ideas that you're going to implement yeah. in each and every company. And I love the point that you're making there. You know, we all want our spaces to almost resonate our personality,
mm-hmm.
things that we like. You know, you want to come back to your space and feel like, oh my goodness, I'm home. I've had mm-hmm. a long day and now I'm home. I can relax and all that. How do you internalize those sort of things from clients?
Having general conversation.
Okay.
You
okay.
know, when you get to a space as well, you can see the aesthetic that is already there. This person loves old fashioned kind of furniture. They love the fireplace.
Yeah.
And then there are people who just love modern things.
Yeah.
So you can tell, even from the ideas that they give you, because obviously you need to get ideas
yes,
from them.
Yes, yes.
So they're going to be like, oh, I want a 80-inch TV
yeah.
That rotates
yeah.
and stuff. Then you can tell, okay, this one loves modern spaces.
Yes.
Yes. Also age. And you have to compare a lot of demographics
yes,
with your
clients.
Yes. Give them the exact products that will fit them.
So what are you finding are some of the trends that are coming out in terms of people choosing how they want their houses to look? Is it contemporary? Do you find people who are going for your so-called vintage look? Or what are some mm-hmm. of the trends coming out?
A lot of the trends these days are modern, actually.
Modern, okay.
People love like a gray, subtle look.
Gray.
One L-shaped couch. You know, that's simple, minimalistic look.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very common. Okay, yeah. I don't know about other countries, but here in Zimbabwe, a lot of people who are renovating want that look.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, very modern, sophisticated look. Only a few go for like a wooden, old-fashioned vibe.
Yes. I love the minimalistic look because I like that look as well. I just can't function in a house or a space that's too clustered. And there's everything. I battle to move around and all that. So, like you said, your L-shaped couch gives me some little bit of space and all that. Your gray colors, you know, are becoming quite nice. Do you find that people are going for nude colors as well?
Yes, definitely. Cream, gray, white.
White.
Yeah, that's the vibe people like these days.
And people with families, is it also white? Because I can imagine the walls with the child might not necessarily be a good combination.
True. With children, having a white wall, it's very difficult.
It's very difficult.
So
yeah?
They then go for like darker shades.
Ah.
The grays, for
the
example.
Grays.
Yeah. Yeah. But also with the gray, they need to be very careful cleaning after the kids, etc.
Yeah. Okay. Ah, love it. Love it. And then you said something about demographics and all that. So your young middle class working professionals, that's the type of tone that they are going for.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay,
the ones that can afford to have their own places.
And then
if it's like an apartment owner, they're just going to have one uniform design and color for all the apartments, you know.
I was about to ask about apartments, because normally in apartments you find that there's the so-called communal area. You can't change anything on the outside, but you can maybe play around with things on the inside, although the shape and the look and the design looks the same across all the apartments and all that. So I'm sure those are a little bit difficult to work with.
They very much are. With those, the best that you can do for them is having to buy furniture.
Ah, okay.
Like the headboards in the bedroom, mirrors, portraits, couches.
Yeah.
That's the best that you can help. You can't actually paint, etc.
Yes.
Because they are renting.
Yeah. And then lastly here, I just want to ask about the difference between male and females when it comes to ideas, renovations, and is there a difference? Because it's almost like in every lady's house or apartment, there's a big mirror. I don't know what ladies use the mirrors for, but do you find that it's the same with men? There's different ideas, certain things that men like that maybe ladies don't necessarily like.
To be honest, men are simple creatures.
Ah, okay.
Yes, having a couch and a television for them is, you know, peak of enjoyment.
Yeah.
But of course, with women, we're more particular about details.
Mm.
Of course, a mirror, you can't not have a mirror as a woman. A full body. We want to see how the fit is.
Yes. Oh, you want to see how the full body and how things fit, right?
Exactly.
All right.
And then we differ with colors.
Yeah.
But also there are women who like gray, dark vibes.
I see.
And others love bright colors.
I see.
So it just goes with the personality.
Yeah, lovely. Did you need capital to start this business? Because it sounds like it's a service and you don't necessarily buy a product unless, of course, it comes from the client. You recommend a certain couch, they go buy it, or they task you to go and buy it for them. But did you need capital to start the business?
Not really.
Yeah.
I can't say I had to save for 5 years and then start the business.
Yes.
No. Because mostly it's commission work.
Yes.
I'm going to get my clients, I'm quoting them.
Yeah.
They have to pay a deposit.
Yes.
I cannot work without a deposit.
Lovely.
So I can't say I necessarily had to put in too much.
Yeah.
Of course I had to buy like a few equipment, but it was not too much as well, because when you're starting, I feel like you shouldn't strain yourself too much on the pocket. You can get, I sourced from people, like I saw a guy, can I borrow your drill? Oh, can I get this? And if people are genuinely willing to support you, they will.
They will.
You will not have to pay a dollar for that.
That makes sense.
Of course, not everyone is in a space where they can get help.
Yes.
And so then they need to get their own capital
Start. I get you. Mm-hmm. And your first customer, it's almost a year. Do you remember the first customer? And maybe how was that engagement like, without necessarily telling us their name or whatever? But that first customer, how was it? What was happening?
Okay, my first customer was a person that I knew personally.
Okay.
Because with interior design, it's very hard to start without having a portfolio.
Yes, yes.
But a person genuinely needs to trust you, you know?
Yeah.
As a person, to say, I feel like she might deliver. I've never seen her work, but
let me give her the chance. Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was I was very thankful for the chance, you know? Someone to just allow you in their space. And it was just a bedroom renovation.
Yeah.
So it's it was a great experience, and it was fulfilling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do you get new customers then? Do they share your stuff? Social mm-hmm. media, maybe?
Okay. So the best way to get clients in this business, I feel, is referrals.
Referrals. Okay.
Yes. If I do some work for you, then you go to your friend and you're like, but there's this girl. Does a mean job with renovation.
Yeah.
And that's the best.
Yeah.
You can advertise on social media, but not everyone trusts social media. People like having assurance.
Yes.
So if your uncle comes to you today and says, I trust this girl.
Yes.
She would do a good job for you.
Yes.
And for me, that's the best kind of way to get.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. You mentioned something about having conversations with your customers. Does that help you come up with new ideas as well, or how do you generate new ideas?
Yes, having conversation helps generally with conversation. But when you're on your own, there are things that you see. You go to a restaurant and you're like, "Oh, I like this."
Yes,
and you try and incorporate it in your next design.
I
or
see.
Just being, just thinking of things randomly, and you're like, what about a wooden stool?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
So you just incorporate random ideas, but also even seeing things on social media from following other designers.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with getting ideas from somewhere else.
From somewhere else, right? Mm-hmm. And would you say you're a creative?
I think I am.
Okay.
I think I used to, funny story, I used to want to be an actress because I think I'm really creative.
Okay. Look at you. Maybe you might just do acting in a very short bit. Eh? So definitely opportunities are there. So think about it and look into it as well. We might just see you on TV one of these days.
I will.
That will be really nice, right? Yeah, that will be really nice.
It will.
Okay, let's talk about then challenges before we get into the nice stuff and wrapping it up. But let's talk about challenges. What is the one challenge that you think when you went into this business you didn't anticipate, and all of a sudden you're like, my goodness, I didn't think I'd have to deal with such things. What is that one that comes to mind?
Okay, so I think my greatest challenge was, generally entrepreneurs have this thing of thinking that you make profit like here and there. If you don't have a 5-year plan, you might give up on your business.
You might give up, eh?
I won't lie, it's not easy.
Yeah.
And this is still my first year, and I've had
Eish.
Days where I'm like, "What? But why?
Yeah.
Am I going to
why am
it?
I doing this? Yeah.
I mean, I'm young.
Yes.
But you just need to keep enduring.
Yes.
Sometimes I can do a job and go home with $10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I need to pay people that work.
Yes.
And pay for transportation. I need to pay for certain things.
Yes.
And also, you don't want to overcoat because you feel you're new in the business. And if I charge them $5,000, they'll be like, this child, she's just new in the business and she thinks she can coach. So I've faced so many of those.
Yeah.
Whereby people feel like they're paying too much for such a small business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So no, that makes sense. That
challenges.
Makes sense. And do you ever have to deal with people, employees, and challenges that come with employees? And I know that most people who get into business don't anticipate how having employees can be a bit of a challenge for them.
So with me, I've never worked with any other female. So the challenges have been less, I will not lie. Working with men is actually less of a hassle.
Yeah.
Because for them, they're just coming to bring my idea to life.
Yeah. Right? Oh, I see.
So I'm just here instructing, please install this. This TV wants to be mounted.
Yeah.
That and that. And they're doing that. all you need to have is their lunch, a proper real lunch.
That's all. That's all. And they do. Yeah.
And you are good.
Then you are good to go, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's draw to a close then. What do you think at such a young age, at 21, and you're running mm-hmm. such a business? What would you say is the driving force behind you as a business person?
Honestly, I want to make fun.
Oh, I love that. It's as clear as that.
I want to live a good life. Yeah, I don't
definitely.
Go around and say other things. I want money.
I love that answer. It's about money at the end of the day, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to make my money. Yeah. I want to travel the world at a young age. So I'm anticipating to start making proper profits in at least 5 years.
At
least in the next 5 years, I'll still be young and I can live my life.
Ah, that's lovely. That's lovely. Hey, I agree with that making money part, eh? Because that's why we are in business. We are there to make money. So anything else is just the nice things, but it's about making money at the end of the day. How has this affected your family, running a business?
My family?
Yeah.
I think they're fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure they just wanted me to go to school.
Yeah.
As I said, I didn't go to college.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'll keep emphasizing the yet part. I will. Right now, I'm just still discovering myself and what I can do.
I see. Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So they've acclimatized to how busy your schedule can be at times.
Mm-hmm. They call me. We talk, and you know how I have adult siblings.
Yes.
So they have their own lives going on.
Yes.
So for them, it wasn't too much of a stress. Just, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
And as I said, my mom is very supportive.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Ah, you are blessed with a family that mm-hmm. understands these things. Where do you see the business then 5 years from now? You spoke about making profits and living your best life 5 years from mm-hmm. now and all that. So what else do you see in the medium to long term?
Okay, so now I actually don't have like a proper office space.
Yeah.
Where we can be sitting with our big desks.
Yeah, yeah.
Not yet, but maybe in the next 5 years
will be
like that.
Yeah.
We can be seeing cars with the company logo driving around the city.
Definitely. That's mm-hmm. that's where we are going, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your most satisfying moment so far, almost a year running into this business. I'm sure there's a moment where you're like, yes, we're doing the right thing.
I think my most satisfying moment was actually with my first client, as I've said.
With your first client.
I felt so trusted.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even explain the thing.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I have no portfolio. I have no background to give you. And you could trust me. It was so emotional.
And
that is more than satisfying, you know.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you change anything if you were given an opportunity to go back to a year before you started and with the benefit of now having spent a year in the business? Is there anything you think you would change in the business?
No, actually.
No. Okay.
Maybe I'll think about it 2 years from now.
2 years from now. But so far, so good. Things are going the way you want them to go.
I think they are progressing. I'm a very realistic person.
Yes.
I'm not going to expect too much. So they are going in a way that is realistic according to how my country is, our economy, how many people are actually able to get their places.
Yes.
So from a realistic point of view, I can say that I'm fine.
You are fine.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I said earlier on, you are God's favorite child, Ren. That's what is happening here. Your things are going the way they should be going, right? Before we get into then closing and final thoughts, where can people find you? Do you have a social media page, a website? Where are you based?
Okay. I have an Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
At the Interior Click.
Yeah.
ZW.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are my two pages.
That's where they can find you, right?
Yeah.
Final thoughts from yourself. Suppose for another 21-year-old that wants to get into business, thinks it's very hard, it's challenging. What would be your message to them?
My message would be, yes, it is challenging.
Mm.
Do not think it's a walk in the park. Mm. It is not.
Mm.
But if you love it, go for it, you know.
Mm.
Don't neglect school at the same time.
Yes,
you
very
can
important.
Even try and juggle both if your schedule allows.
Yeah.
But do something that will actually make you happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And don't expect to start making money immediately.
Don't do that. That's killing
yourself.
Have
a goal.
Yes.
And try work hard so that you can reach your goal.
Ah, fantastic. Well, ma'am, thank you so much for your time, and we wish you nothing but the best. We'll definitely be checking in with you sooner to see how things are going in the business.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
There was a Tadi there from the Interior Click talking to us this evening about her business and I suppose lessons that she's learned over the almost 1 year that she's run that business. Wish you nothing but the best, ma'am.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.